Starting.
Don't say that word in the Beis.
Okay, Rav Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis.
Okay.
We're up to the first wide line. The first line says Loki in Loi Loki Loi. It says in the Mishnah that if a person gets Malkus and then they make a new evaluation. They evaluate him for 40. They make an evaluation. This person can receive 39 lashes, and then they begin to whip him, and then they realize that this fellow cannot take 39 lashes.
Yeah.
So what happens? They stop. Locker, they give a cup of malchus, and they realize to give him one mamaka, you guys are going to die.
Yeah.
So what do? So the halacha is that they stop. They have to they stop the malchus, and they don't do it. It's over. It's over. They're finished. They made a mistake, and they're not going to redo. They're not going to redo it anymore. Now that is mashma loy locker loy. But it's mashma. Let's say the person did not. I'm sorry, the other way around. You know what? I'm really all mixed up. Let's over here. Let's see the Gemara's kash and the Rashi. You have to get the Gemara's clear. Okay, the Gemara over here says loke in loy loke loy. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says there's no Rashi over this part. These are very hard. The Gemara has answered. Then moves to the Mishnah. This is Kamal Kanesai. I'm a Chasar Achash. Shnema b'mispar b'am. Okay. Ein oimdim. The last line in the Mishnah. The last line in the Mishnah says amdu lekabel arboim v'leika. They made an evaluation to give him 40 malchus. Okay, this guy is going to get 40. He's healthy.
Yeah.
He's gesund. V'loike and mixas. Then they gave him a few malchus. What happens to him? And then after they gave him a few ones, they said, we got to stop an emergency. Call the doctor and give him one malchus. He's going to get killed. He's going to die. If I give him one more, he's going to die. The halach is that they stop right then and there, and the guy walks home. He's free no more. No more. Oh, but they made an evaluation that the person is right to receive
40.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now they realize they made a mistake. That's it. It's over. They don't make a new evaluation.
It doesn't matter after.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many
got.
Another example. Amdul Kabul Shmonos. Let's say they made the value to make 18.
And then
they realize, wow, this guy can take really 40. This guy can take really 40. That's it. It doesn't matter. Since they already gave him 18, he's
that's
done.
It.
Wow.
Even though the guy is a gazoot the shtick, so
it.
Even though
it's all
clear,
the cooler.
Even
it's all the cooler.
All cooler.
Right, right.
When do
cooler,
we make the
cool?
The cooler is only in the situation where they already gave him malchus. The person already has received it, but it's mashma. Let's say they did not yet give him malchus. They evaluated him for 40.
Yeah.
And then they realize, we made a mistake. This guy cannot take 40. This guy can only take 18. So what do? So they make a new evaluation. Why not? We'll see in a moment. But the second case is much more important. They make an evaluation. This person can take only 18. And then they realize that this guy can take 40. Oh, you did not get malchus. So now we're going to make a new evaluation with malchus. Therefore, there's a clear distinction between the situation where he already got malchus, then he gets away with it, to a case where he did not yet get malchus, where we make a new evaluation. There's a chumrah. We're going to give a lot more. Frak the Gemara. It's mashma dafka lock in loy loy v'ra minu eva stira. It's beferish nisprai so that you that amduhu l'kabel arboim v'chazruv yodush shen yochel l'kabel arboim potter. They even go on the leniency. They give him the leniency. That the she'en yochel l'kabel arboim potter, he's also potter.
I mean, even before he gets it.
Exactly. Even before.
Yeah.
So you see over here, they make an evaluation, get 40, and then they see that they make an evaluation, get 40.
Yeah.
So he's potter, even though they did not yet give him malchus. They did not make a second evaluation. Even if they did not yet give him malchus, that is a leniency, because according to our Mishnah, what would the halacha be? Let's clarify this point. It's very important, because according to our Mishnah, the only time that would be a leniency is when they already gave him malchus. What would happen if they evaluate him that he can get 40, and then they give him malchus, and they see that he can, and then according to our halacha, they can give him 40, and then they see that he cannot stand 40. So according to our mission, they would make a new evaluation. They would make a new evaluation.
I think you still give the 40. There's no new evaluation.
Right away, doesn't make a difference. Even though they made a mistake, it doesn't make a difference. You still give 40.
They may be forced to stop.
They may be forced to stop, but you have to proceed. You do not make a new evaluation. So you have a stira. Another example. Amdul l'kabel l'shmon esrei. V'ozhu v'chol amdul l'shiochol l'kabel arboim. Potter. And it says, even if they did not give him malchus, this case is very simple to understand. They made an evaluation that this person can receive 18, and then they did nothing to him yet, and they see they can give him really 40. It doesn't matter. Since they made an evaluation only 18, he's only going to get 18, even though they did not yet give him malchus at all. So therefore, you should give the 40, because it's quite the Mishnah, you did not give malchus. So we have a stira. So the Gemara gives an answer. Rav Sheish, l'kosh yachod, amdu l'yemi, chod, amdu l'mochol yemi uchra. The difference is our Mishnah is going where they made the evaluation not to give malchus today. They made the evaluation to give malchus in the future. to give malchus in the future.
So we're not talking about he already started giving him malchus.
Right. Though the mission says locha, then they're not going to make a new evaluation. That's only in the situation where they gave him malchus. But let's say they did not yet give him malchus. So according to our mission, it is mashma that you make a new evaluation. The only time you can make a new evaluation is when the new evaluation is going to take place the next day, or in a week, or in 2 weeks. In other words, Bez evaluates the person today. How much can you receive? You're only ready to receive 18. Mm-hmm. Now, the person who administers the whips, the person who gives the whipping, the whipper, he's a big, tough guy. He's a very big, strong guy. They need him in another Bezdin. He's very, very busy. You know, there's a waiting list to get Malchus from him. They only have the best, the strongest and the best to get Malchus, and he's not available because there are people on the other side of town that need to be whipped. There's a waiting list for his Malchus. So if we'll come back tomorrow, come back next week, we'll make an appointment. We'll make an appointment with you to come back to get your Malchus in 2 weeks from now. The guy comes back in 2 weeks from now, and before they give him his 18, they say, wow, look at that. Since last week, you went to the gym, and you're a gesunter shtick. And you now can really handle 40. So it says in the Mishnah, that's the halacha of the Braisa.
The Mishnah says that's why it's a possibility.
Only time we're going to stop in the middle is only when you got Malchus. But if we did not get it, we'll make a new evaluation. But if we did not get Malchus, we'll go make a new evaluation, provided that the new evaluation is going to take place at a later period of time.
But not within the same day.
But the Braisa that says that we're not going to make a new evaluation, bo by yom. Even if you did not get Malchus, the doctor says you're going to get 18, and then before they give him whips, the other doctor says the first doctor made a mistake, he really can get 40, it doesn't matter. Since it's bo by yom, and there was a psak halacha, you get 18, he gets 18, we're not going to make a new evaluation, even if you did not get Malchus. Again, the Mishnah is going in a case where you will get, which mashma, that you will make a new evaluation, even before you get Malchus, only going where the new evaluations take place in the future date. What I just told you over here is a half a page of Rashi. Right in the Mishnah. Okay. Mishnah. Ova aver sheish bo shnei lavin. A person aver where he gets two, he's chayv two lavin. Did one of we learned the previous Mishnah? The person can be chayv eight lavin. So he doesn't have two lavin. Amdu oimet echad loike upata. Let's say they make an evaluation. This person can receive 78. Okay, 78. Or this person can receive. Let's say even can receive. We must say 42. That they can get the full amount of the first malchus, and they can get even a small amount of the second malchus. They make one evaluation for two sets of malchus. And then let's say in the middle of the guy.
So what happened?
And then they start whipping him.
What happened?
And they give
him. Overstay. What do you mean overstay? Are you saying the Mishnah?
The Mishnah. Ovar Avera Sheyesh Bo Shnei Lavin. The person Avera, he's chayv two malchus. He's chayv two sets of malchus.
Yeah.
So now they make an evaluation. And the evaluation is this poor fellow can only handle, let's say, even 10 malchus.
Okay.
So he's supposed to get 78.
Good.
He can't even get the full amount of one set of malchus.
Okay.
So what is the halacha? He's potter. He only gets 10 and he's done.
Good.
He's done for the day. You don't even give him, you don't know, you don't let, maybe you should say, let him at least be healed. We'll give him 10. And let him then go have a vacation for a year. And a year come back, we'll give you a few malchus. We'll make a new evaluation for the second lav. Why don't we say this? Isn't that a good svara? No, we don't say that. We give you, since we're coming to evaluate you in one shot, even if you only can hand one to the malchus, you only get once, you're not going to get more than we can give you. So, nochmo. Over aver sheish bar shalavim, amdu b'im b'im b'nechad. Loikim, you get malchus, you're done. Look at the hill with Rashi.
You mean you can't use the second sets of all?
That's right. We're going choyvish b'shar v'chamor klein b'kerem. Imlav, what do you mean imlav? The law imlav means over here is, Rashi over here says, that's the next part of the Mishnah. Let's say they did not evaluate for two malchus. In other words, they only evaluated him for only one malchus. In other words, there's the two others. So they said, you know, we need over here mumchim, dayonim, who know the halachs of kalayim, and a dayon who knows the halach of chadisha b'yantif. Okay, so let's say he was choresh, b'shar, v'chamar, v'kalayim, v'kalayim. He was choresh, b'chamar, and kalayim. So they have dayonim. So the Yerimah says, no, we never learn Masech to Kalayim. We only know the halachas of Shor v'chamar. So this Bezdin says, we're going to paskin on the halach of Shor v'chamar, but to get a Bezdin to paskin on the rules of Kalayim, you know they're specialists. So we need a different Bezdin. So in the meantime, let's analyze what you've done, and we paskin Yechayv at least one set of Malchus. For the other set of Malchus, we have to bring in specialists who know those halachas to determine if Yechayv a second set of Malchus.
So you can do that.
But at least we know that you're going to get, at least we know that you Yechayv one Malchus, and the other Dayanim, they're out of town. They went to a conference. in Switzerland to discuss their halachas. So therefore, right now we pass in Yechayv at least once to the Malkus. So Bezin takes him into the room, they bring in a doctor, the doctor says, poor fellow, he only can take 10. He's a shracha fellow, they give him 10. So they give him 10. And then he gets a call 2 weeks later, the Dayanim, who are experts in the other halacha, they have come here, and they want to decide the halacha, and then he comes back and they decide the halacha Yechayv for the other thing, Yechayv for us for the halacha of Kalayim. So what do they do now? We whip him again. Because if they would have shot them up in one shot, if they would have both, they would pass him in one shot, he's Chayv 78. So then when they only can handle
10.
He would get 10 and he's done. But since in this instance the Bezin only wanted the son one and they wanted the son the other later on, Mayashai, everything is a mazel.
Hakol,
told the mazel, Afilus, Sefetash, Shabahechol, that's the way the
son went down. So the second time when the young come
so
back.
They get another son of Malchus, another
10. But you have to see if you can handle it.
Yeah, so if you only can handle 3, you only get 3, if you can handle 39, you get 3 numbers.
So what's the Chiddush? They could be
the
even less.
The Chiddush, it all depends on if they evaluate the person in one shot, if it's Kedai to go to Bezin and get all your Averis done in one shot. They should evaluate and all the sins.
A
person should do, or he wants to do an Avera, he should do all the Averis in one shot. So that way, when they give him, they'll give him one Kashon. Give him one shot, otherwise, he's going to have to get multiple Malkus for each one separately. So that's the whole Mishnah. Let's say it is Ketzad Malkus. Let's give the Mishnah. Amar Mishnah, Shnei Lam, Uvidim, Lech, Potter. Vim Laf, Leike, Umisrapei. They give him Malkus for the first set, Umishrapei, for Chayz of Leik, and then he's going to get Malkus for the second Leisa 6, since that was Paskin at a separate point in time. V'atayin, they blew in the Braisa, Ein Oimdim Oimid Echad L'Shnei Lam, but says, you never do this. If a person did two Averos, we only evaluate one Aver at a time. You have a long list of Averos. New, one thing at a time. First item on the list is Kalayim. New, go to the Bezdin. What are they Paskin? Kalayim? Give what?
First
Chadisha. So Chadisha. Get Malkus, then come back for the next. Amar Rav Sheish LeKasha Chod Amdu LeArbon B'Chodo Chod Amdu LeArbon B'Tarti. A whole new halacha that the kid hears the words come to revise it is that less the person did the whole new, not the way I explained it to you. The Gemara is saying Chiddush LaAskana, the person did two averos, so he did two averos, and they determined that he can only receive 41. The max he can get is 41. What is 41? It's 39 for the first Avera, and it's only 2 for the second Avera. So 2 is nothing. You have to give a minimum of 3. And since this person cannot handle a minimum of 3 for the second Avera, so it's Ki'ilu, he's not getting anything for the second Avera. If you get 0, so in that case, so how much will a person get? He's only going to get 39. Go home. Go home and you're done for the day. He comes back the next day when he heals. We'll make a new evaluation. If in a week you're healthy, he can give you another 39, you're going to get another 39. But let's say that he did two Averis, and they make an evaluation that this fellow can handle 42. You handle 42, that means you're getting 39 for Malkus number 1, and getting the minimum of 3 for Malkus number 2. Your lucky day. Since we're grouping it together and you're at least getting 3.
How could you
group
it together?
That's halach. That's what's saying. That you can validate. You can do it.
It's
offensive.
Just said you can.
When it says in the Mishnah you can evaluate for 2, that means as long as the person will be getting at least 3 for the second Malkus.
Right.
So if he's getting at least 42, then we can give Malkus, we can paskin both of them together. But if we're going to make the evaluation and he's only going to be able to receive the most 41, which means he's not going to be getting 3 for the second Malkus, so then we don't paskin on the second Avera. We only paskin on the first Avera. We give him 39, we send him home, he heals, he comes back, we paskin on the second Avera, and then we give him whatever he can handle for the second Avera. So that's the chilek. If he at least is going to get at least 3, that's how we enter the stira. The Mishnah that says that we do make a double evaluation, that's where he's going to be getting at least 42. The Bryce that says that we never make a double evaluation is where we right from the get-go, we realize he only can take at most 41. He only can take more 41, he would not be getting anything for the second Avera. So therefore, we don't even evaluate the second Avera until he's ready to receive at least 3 for the second Avera.
Where do we learn out the 3 part, or that he needs to be
so
3?
The Gemara is going to dash that in a few moments. The Gemara is going to tell us what it's in a few moments. Let's see. Ketzad Malkina, so here's the Mishnah. Now we go to the exact position. How do we give Malkus? Kofesh Dayadav al Ha'omud Hil Chelach. They take the person, they tie his 2 hands on a pillar. Hail Chelach on the 2 sides. L'chayra, this is like a crucifixion almost. It's like Lamish. It sounds like
exactly.
That's what it sounds. What?
Not exactly.
Why not? Why not? No, I'm not joking, because it looks like Yashka. That's not what they did. They took him out of the kuz. They took him out.
Don't spread the hands apart. They tie him
what?
Out. They tie him out on a post in the ground.
Koyfeis shtei yadav ala omot heiluch
heiluch. Al eitz nuts.
The eitz bekarka. The eitz looks like a crucifixion, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. That's what Yoshko. That Yoshko was killed by Benson. Yoshko was killed by Benson. They did it. It was everything that was in the Mishnah. How they did it. L'chayra, if I'm not mistaken.
So they censored this gemara.
Yeah. This gemara was mamash under attack by the goyim. Koyfeis shtei yadav. They tie his two hands ala omot heiluch heiluch. That means like what looks like a crucifixion. The Chazanak Nes Begodov, the Chazanak Neses rips off his clothing. In other words, he strips him naked. And when he rips the clothing, the question over here is, does he damage the clothing when the person had to get smaluk? Because the clothing in the time of Chazal was very expensive. The person had a suit his whole life. One suit. So if you damage my clothing, you'll sue Bezdin. You know, I had one pair, I had one suit. It cost me my whole life savings, and now you destroyed my suit. So maybe Bezdin should be careful that they should tell him
like
to go.
Knows in advance. He should wear.
Take off, Saturday, right? Don't take. Don't come to shul. Don't come to shul with your clothing. Or at least when the Bezdin beats him up, they should at least rip the clothing in a way on the seams, so the person can go back to the tailor and have it stitched up.
Who says this?
The Gemara says this. But let's say they rip the clothing along, not on the seams. They rip it with violence. So then the clothing are irreparable. Irreparable, you're causing this fellow a loss. That's not what the Torah said. The Torah said you only give him malach. The Torah did not say you should go ruin his clothing. Doesn't matter. Chazal here are stepping in and telling us that the Shlich Bezin, he rips off his clothing in a violent way. And if indeed the clothing rip in a way where they cannot be repaired, too bad.
It's exempt.
That's the Shlich Bezin's exempt.
Why is he called a chazan?
What?
What's it called?
The chazan, because the overseer. The overseer. That the real, we abuse, the word we use for chazan is not the word. The overseer. The person the overseer. A chazan means the person who's in charge. The president of the shul is called the chazan. And in fact, by the Sfardim, they still call the chazan, the parnes. Yeah. The president is called the chazan. We abuse that word. We call the one who sings, we call him the chazan. That's not true. There's not a chazan, he's a shlech tzibur. He's a representative. He's a baltfila. Chazan is not the right word. That's not the correct word to refer to a person who has a nice voice and leads us in prayer. So here's the chazan. The chazan is the overseer. Hakineses.
That's what it's the bezdin. It's called the knesses.
Chazan hakineses of the assembly. Yes, the bezdin is called the knesses. They called it the assembly. Of a chazan hakineses of the assembly of the bezdin. Oiches biv godav. He rips the clothing violently. He grabs the clothing and he rips it. Im nikru nikru vim nifrimu nifrimu. If it's a violent rip, which the clothing are ripped along the garment itself, and it's no longer repairable, so be it. Nikru. So if it's not repairable, it's not repairable. It's too bad for this fellow. Bezdin has no obligation to pay the cost of the damage. Let's say nifrimu. If the person gets lucky and the clothing rip along the seam, where you can take it to the tailor and he'll can restitch it. Gazun to hate nifrimu. It's your lucky day. Your lucky day that when the person was whipped, he at least did not have to lose his Armani suit. At least was not destroyed. Hakol b'mazlof. He was safe for Tosha Beheichol. The Satmarav says what's Pshat Sivtov. He says Sivtov Hayoytzim in a Heichol. So he says the Emes, the one that had the good mazl, the one that they did not take out of the Aron HaKodesh, the one that remains in the Aron HaKodesh. Said Beheichol because they were not mevaze it by talking during davening. Vayta Lumar Adshu Megales. So you don't know what mazl is. So you don't know what mazl is. Vayta. Achu Megalas, but they listen until his chest is revealed.
So that means he's topless. That's
exactly. There's a stone that is behind the person.
Which person?
The victim. The person is being whipped. The Chazanak Nesses Oymin Alav. The Chazanak stands on the stone, the platform. And he has a whip of an eagle of a calf. This really hurts. The eagle because it hurts the most.
Because it's firm.
Kfula, it's doubled over to make it painful as possible. Echad l'shnayim, l'shnayim l'yabot. It's folded twice in order to make it to four parts. So therefore, each time you fold it, it's two, and then you double over the two into four, so it's total four. That's why the mark. That's the chamor. That's right. No, we're not finished yet. That's right. Ushtei Ritzus. Now, in addition to the material, comes from an eagle. Eagle is a calf, and then the reason why it's an eagle drush is because uviyoyim pokti pokadati. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Klal Yisrael in the dar, it's a zecher. There's always a little bit of punishment mixed in from the eagle hazav. So therefore, when this person hifla Hashem esmakoyscha, the wondrous makos, it's a reminder of the chait of the eagle hazav. Now, what else? Ushtei ritzua shel chamor. In addition to this, the eagle, which is folded over four times, there's also a ritzua of a donkey.
Two straps
of donkey. Olos v'yodos va, which are inside. Inside of it, or along, I'm not even sure if it's the side or inside of it, it's a ba, and chamar, as Rav Marcus Lehman said, because the Gemara Chamar Yoda
Yodo Sharkreu. The Chamar Eglos is both. It's a Shor and the Chamar. It's the Eglos of Ami Lo Yoduun. The Gemara was the past that a Shor and a Chamar, they know where their food comes from. They know who the Balabas is. But Klal Yisrael, they don't recognize me. They don't know that I'm the source of all of their blessing. And therefore Hashem is very upset. So therefore, as a reminder that the Shor and the Chamar, they know their master, and this fellow did not know his master. He did not aver against Hashem's Ratz. And therefore, we use B'davka, the whip of a Shor and a Chamar. The eagle is a Shor. Why that? Once a shor, so why use a baby? Why? Remember, told yesterday, a shor is the catch-all phrase. The baby is called the eagle. The adult is called the par, and the female is called the parah. The baby is the eagle and egla, and there's something in the middle. And I forgot what it's called. I forgot to look it up. Something called in the middle between 3 years and 4 years.
The back of the
3 years and 4 years, and so therefore there are three different madrigals. So why are we using the word? Why are we using an eagle? Why not use an adult? Like I told you, because it's a reminder of the chait of the eagle vaita. Next.
What is the islands of the yard as well?
It the strips go all the way, it's a line along the entire length, of the whip. The whip is primarily made from egel, but along oilos of the yard as well means along the entire length of the whip, from top to bottom. Okay. There's also a strand of leather from
the
donkey.
Attached to the what? Attached. Why is that there again? The chamor?
The chamor, in order to remind this fellow that he is worse than the ox and the donkey.
But did that add to the pain?
It did add to the pain. Because now he did add to the pain, because the more straps that touch his body, the more pain there is. I'm telling you.
So these are thin strips that were
Vaita. Then it says Yod Tefach, the handle of the whip is one tefach long, or Rechava Tefach, and it's one tefach wide. This maximizes in physics the force that will be applied against the person, the blow to the person. There's a lot of chacham on how, in the size of the handle, the physics of how the whip, how the leather will rest upon the person's body when he applies it with full force, and therefore to maximize the pain and suffering of this fellow who has rebelled against Hashem, the handle is exactly the size of a tefach in length and in width. Vaita. V'rosha magas al pi kreso. And the tip, now I don't really know what this means, you'll help me over here in the article, the ratio, the tip of the whip touches until the stomach. That means that the whip is not too long, it's a perfect size. When they whip him on the stomach, it has to go.
No, but he's from behind them, from
so
the
he
back.
So he does both. The Gemara's going to say he does. He does in the front.
Two in the front and one on the back.
All right, we're going to see them in one moment. So basically, when you whip him, maybe it means that when you whip him on the back and it goes over to the stomach, it should not go too low. The tip
so that
of the
was
whip,
long then.
Right, it was long, but the tip should not go lower than the pi creso. The tip, the open, the pi, like,
what
navel,
do you mean, the navel?
The navel. Should not go down to his legs. Mm-hmm. Why not? Because the most painful part of the whip is the tip. If you're going to have the tip of the whip go all the way down to the person's legs, so what's going to be touching his stomach when they whip him? Only the strap, not the tip. It's not as painful. We want to maximize the pain. Therefore, we want to make sure that the tip of the whip reaches exactly the pi creso, so the person should feel the pain of Hashem. And this study has been built against Hashem.
If
it goes any lower, then the tip is going to hit the legs. So the legs can handle it. The legs are strong. It can handle the pain. When it hits the stomach, the leather is not the tip. We want the tip of the whip in the stomach. Skvaldik, huh?
Yeah.
Mamsh kvaldik. V'roisha v'gas delicious. V'roisha v'gas l'pi kreisa. Maka oisa shlish v'lfanav u'shte yedas mecharf. One maka is on the stomach. Okay, I'm not exactly sure how they do this. They didn't pay Rishon and Farshon on this, but basically one whip is done in front.
You turn them around
on the stomach, which means one of three.
So they hang him up on the thing. How do they hang him up? So they were hanging him up.
The guy's hung up.
He's standing.
The Shliach Bezdin walks around.
He walks around. You said they turn him around.
No, they don't turn him around. He's standing there, and the Shliach Bezdin, I think Pashas, it means along the whip. In other words, he just whips like this. That the whip should go in the front. And when he wants to go in the back, he whips the back.
Backhand,
whatever. He makes sure that the whip gets where it needs to go. He makes sure the whip gets where it needs to go. So Maka is a shlish milafanav, one third milafanav, which means everything in sets of three, one in the front, and ushte yadois mila achadav, two thirds in the back.
Behind him.
Not behind. The shliach bezin, the chazana kness, is sitting on a stone. He's standing on a stone behind him.
Okay.
But he's maneuvering his whip. He's maneuvering the whip that he should hit one time in the front of his body and two times.
Like going like this?
Whatever it does. It could be over his shoulder and it goes down onto the body. Okay. Some say it means along the side. I think we're going to follow the ways. But the point of view is that one third should be on the front, the impact. Okay. The impact should touch the stomach, and two of the three of each set should touch his back. The impact, the pain, should be directed towards the person's back.
And why is exactly.
Why? I don't know why. I do not know why. He's put on an angle. Not standing, not sitting, elamute. He should be on an angle. That will also maximize the pain. In waterboarding, there's a tremendous chachma in your in the position where you are. The psychologically,
waterboarding,
when they torture people in the CIA for terrorists, when they waterboard them, but no one knows about this because they're not allowed to do it legally, so they do it upon Gushtul Haid. When they do it, there's a chachma in the person, how he's positioned. He has to be facing up and he has to be in a certain angle because that all adds to the torture. That all is where a person is standing, it's balance, it takes away, the person psychologically can reduce the pain. So we hear this tremendous chachma, chazal, telling you they know the chachma, exactly to maximize the pain. Vaita. on an angle. Shnemar, vihipiloi ha-shefet, shefet. Now here the shefet is the chazan ha-kneses. We'll call him the chazan ha-kneses, the shefet. He shall cast him down. And the Chazal understand the word hipil means to be on an angle. Vaita. The one that's make, bil achas. You do two hands, it's not as good. We've had this number before. When you're with two hands, you can't give such a strong maka. It's much more powerful when you make with one hand. Everything over here is to maximize the pain. Make bil achas. Bekol koichai. Every ounce of koich you have to whip this person. Now there's another person standing there. He calls out. He calls out and he says to this person, "Im lois sishmor lasois." If you're not going to guard the Torah, he reads these sukkim as they whip him. He reads these sukkim and the side of the Gemara says, "Im lois sishmor lasois." It's called a mitzvah to have zayis vaksuv masif hazeh liyira es Hashem hanichbad v'hanoyr hazeh es Hashem es Hashem olkecha hifl Hashem es makoyscha v'es makoyz zarecha makoyz gedolz v'nemonos v'chloim roim v'nemonim. They read these sukkim and v'chayzel, and then when they finish reading the sukkim, they keep on reading it over and over again. And there's an incredible psychological idea is that when a person is in enormous pain, the words penetrate. When you just stop talk to a person, it goes in one ear, out the other ear. But when a person's mind is suffering pain, the words penetrate, it's like a technique, it's a brainwashing technique. And the person for the rest of his life...
Is this designed for punishment, or is this designed that he'll become better in the future?
Both. Like in the New York City prison system, it's called the correction facility. It's to correct you. It's not to punish you.
Correction.
It's not to punish you. It's not. It's a correction facility. So therefore, it's the more to make the person better. And also, it's also the punishment. It's both. Tzedinim. And they repeat it. Shmaitim is the rabbis. They go to bring the pasuk.
But he's quoting another pasuk they have to say.
So over here, on the side of the Gemara, there's an ois aleph. The Hagoyas Hagra. Tevus Elu Mochav. There's an error in the Mishnah. Okay, there's an error in the Gemara. Take it out. Period. Fine. That's what the Gemara says. Fight in the Gemara.
Take
out these words. Ushmartim as tiri abrisim. What does that say?
We just
said it. Right. So what is this? What are these words doing? How do these words come to the Gemara? So the Hagra says that there's a cause. Tevos elu mach lebchin less of Yerushalmi ayin rash. I don't know. It's Hagra.
From Eger.
The other different portions that have other understanding. This Mishnah, believe it or not, right? It's the Mishnah. You look in the Mishnah. It's right. The Chosim, and after you finish it, you say the pasuk.
The reader.
You do this three times because there are 13 words in the pasuk Furachim. Furachim, 13 words to correspond to the set. The set. There are three sets of 13. Third, it says it three times. Let's say the Chazan HaKnesses, he kills him. He whips him so hard. He kills him. He's Potter. I'm sorry. He's Potter Lagamri. He's Potter Lagamri, it says.
But let's say
he goes and he gives him too much. He gets a little carried away. He was only supposed to give 18, and he gets a little carried away and he gives him 19, and now he kills him. So now he goes to Golos.
Or 39 gives him 40.
Why don't we say that he should go? He should be a Ratzeach, and he should be and a Ratzeach does not go. Yeah. Manslaughter. So no, we don't. The halach is if he gets carried away, it's a tremendous chiddush. Once he's already involved, he's involved already. He's involved. Since all involved,
the doctor who described him, he never gets punished.
Malpractice insurance. He's always exempt. Doctors always have the upper hand. Now, let's say while they're beating the person up, all of a sudden he has an accident. Beisakise accident.
Yeah.
He loses control. Either ketanim or gedolim. Let's say it's neskalkel bein berei. That's gedolim.
Right.
Bein b'mayim or ketanim. Potter. Then that's it. They stop.
They stop right there, even though they made an evaluation, let's say for 39, and after 5, and after even 1, all of a sudden this person, he releases waste, they stop right there because the person has been nikle achicha pen yosef la koisai makos
alela
to be the mevuze. So therefore, in Eitzah, not to go to the bathroom before, so first go to the bathroom, should be exempt. I mean, Hashemayim, they know. If the person's chayav and tries to get out of it, Hashem, it's not a good idea to try to beat the system.
So as soon as this happens, then he's...
Stop. Immediately they stop, because now it's fulfilled the positive. V'nikla chicha le'necha, Torah does not want that. You're not going to give him more than you're supposed to, because if you give him more than you're supposed to...
It's a tremendous embarrassment.
It's an embarrassment. V'nikla achicha le'necha. Right, this goes to show why you have to have such beautiful bathrooms. You have to have some of the bathroom all your money because you see over here that's a nickel chilenechav. It's not very covered.
Yeah.
And you don't even say so. It's not a joke. It's a serious halacha. You see here the nickel chilenechicha. That's why everything should be covered. Vaita. Ha'afeich ba the kulba. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ha'ish berei, v'ha'isha b'mayim." No, the different madrigas of bizayim. A man, no, he's not machmer. Yeah, he's machmer. So an ish is only mevuze if he releases gedolim. But a woman already is mevuze ketanim.
A man gedolim.
Kol shekain. But if a man only releases ketanim, that's not called the nikla chilenecha. Keep on going. Keep on going, don't stop. Vaita. My time.
How do we paskin, by the way?
We paskin. We paskin. How do we paskin?
Like the Tanakhama says in the first place. Like the
Tanakhama says. Who doesn't say it anywhere? Who doesn't say it anywhere?
There's a small base here, I think, according to the Tanakhama.
Tanakhama, okay. Even Mayim.
Okay.
Right.
Mayim
and Kalabrius. Kalabrius. My time. Vaita, what's the reason, Nikle? Wow. What's the reason why we stopped the show? What my timer, Mishum Nikle? What's the reason for what? What does Rashi over here say? What?
Pegs in the yodah, they tie the hands.
They tie. Why do they tie the hand? Why do they tie the hands?
And why the chazan grab onto the begotten?
Nikla, because we want to be mevazim. My time is from Nikla.
Because Nikla,
mitzad echad, we want to be mevazim.
What
are
we saying?
Pasuk says penikla. We're more according to the moments. No, it was not. The Mishnah says you tie him to a post.
Could you just
we tie him to a post?
Nikla achicha bet leinecha.
Pen. The pasuk says, "Arboim yakenu lo yosef pen yosef la koysal ila makaraba v'nikle achicha lienecha, and your brother will be mevuze lienecha." So we dash in this pasuk two ways. Either the Gemara now is putting a period before the word v'nikle. Once, do not give him more than 39, because right. Then you'll give him makaraba. Period. And then the pasuk gives you instructions. By the way, when you do this process and you give him 39 and not 40, by the way, when you do it, you should do it in a way where you put him to shame, where you bring upon him disgrace.
Right.
It's a positive commandment. V'nikle achicha leinecha. Do these malchus in such a way where you bring upon him great disgrace.
If he urinates, whatever.
No, to that we apply another drasha. Then we apply pen. Pen. The second drasha is read v'nikle leinecha. We connect it to the word pen. Pen Yosef la koseil ele makaraba v'nikle achicha leinecha. Don't give him more than he deserves. If you're going to give him 40 or 41 or 42, you're going to give him more than he deserves. Wow. You're going to cause him disgrace, more disgrace than what he deserves. So from now we expand. Anytime there's a disgrace that's not called for example, the releasing of waste, that's a disgrace that was not warranted by the Torah. Then he's automatically exempt. So we take this pasuk v'nikle achicha leinecha, and we darsh it two ways. That comes from you lose control. A person loses control. Esther lost control from terror. You lose control when you're in a state of pain.
Fear.
When a person is the matzah of fear, this on Rachman was done in Holocaust stories. People were in a state of terror. They lost control.
And kala is something that become nida before the chasna.
Right, because of the pacha. That's right, exactly. Right. That's why she has to have a hefsek taira when she gets engaged. From the time of engagement, if a man proposes and a woman accepts, yes, I will marry. If a woman says, I will, I do. She accepts the ring, she accepts the proposal. So then he says, okay, let's get married tonight. Let's get married right now. Let's elope immediately. What do we have to wait? We have to wait for. Let's get married right now. So if even if she could be a chupas nida, she's not allowed because we assume that a woman due to the excitement, due to the anxiety, or due to the change of emotion of accepting to get married, we assume she was parsanida, at least a mashvu, even if it's not discernible.
So we can't ask her.
Even if it's not discernible, it's a tiba stam kechardo. We assume so. A woman who accepts engagement,
what's wrong with that?
So she can't. They cannot be lived together. You have a chupas nida, chidushu, but we cannot nisun. There cannot be any nisun because there'll be a chupas nida. I mean, there can't be a nisun if you do nisun. Chassidim do not do chupas nida. Chassidim do not announce the wedding. Will Chassidim, not Nekliv Chassidim, they announce the wedding a week before. So Metzias, Chassidim announce the wedding a week before until they know for sure that it will not be a Chuppas Knida. The Litvaks, the Misnagdim,
2-3 days before the Chuppas.
No, it won't. They make a calculation. They know exactly what's going on. Anything can happen. You're right. Anything can happen. But Al Derech HaTeva, they're ready a few days before the Chassidim. They know what the situation
today,
is.
Today,
Chassidim. Some Chassidim.
Today
we live in a world where the Chassidim abhevet the Litvaks and the Litvaks are the Chassidim. So Mela, it's hard to find the pure hardcore Litvak,
or
pure hardcore Chassid.
Everything's mixed.
There's no such thing today. We have Taruvis.
Taruvis.
Leiter. My time, my name is Shemnikla. Amar, Shemshem, Shemshem, Lozman, Menazai. My nine little sheet shall eagle. The highest name is the positive. Our Bob Yakenu, the son of Lay, Loisaksam, Shor, Bidishai. Smiths are Chassid, Loisaksam, a shore, an axe is an eagle. Leiter. The Amar, Shemshem, Shemshem, the more one, the similar rushes. Not Nakh Makasim, Shemshem, Shemshem, Lozman, Menazai, nine little Yavam, Shenuffle, of name Mukha. A yivama that falls to a person that is not handsome, not muka to say the least. Muka shchin she'ein chesmin oisel. We did not muzzle her. We did not force her to marry a person that she is not comfortable with. The man must be attractive. The sif lo sachsem shor b'dishoy. You may not muzzle a shor b'dishoy. No, do not v'samachle ki yeshu achim yachdav. So therefore, we do not force an yivama to marry. Yivama to marry because the smichus akrosav lo sachsem. The woman complains. I do not want to marry this man. This man is not attractive in my eyes.
Yesh Yachtav is referring to
Yibam, yes. Yesh, and one of them dies. And the Bechor dies.
So
she
doesn't find him attractive.
So therefore we would say, too bad, it's a mitzvah. If the man wants to marry you, marry him. If he wants to marry you, marry him. So the Pasuk says, no, we ask her, do you want to marry? And if she says, no, I do not, because he's not attractive in my eyes, so we listen to her, we do not muzzle her. Rivka said, I want. They asked, the brothers asked, she said, I want. Avram Avinu, Eliezer said Avram Avinu, what's going to happen if she's not going to want to come? So Avram Avinu should have said, what do you mean she's not going to want? She's not going to want, you kidnap her. She has a choice. Since when do women have a choice in marriage? You do what you're told to do. You don't have a choice. So Avram didn't say that. Avram said, ask her. If she says no, if she doesn't want, you don't. That's it. So then go.
Everyone.
That's why the parish of Rivka and Rachel, I once heard a darshan say, that's why this is the Iker parish of Shaduchim. Rivka and Rachel is the only place in Shaduchim that we find this concept. You find all over the Torah, you find Shaduchim. All over. Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah. The only time we find in the Torah where explicitly, that Toimer, she said, Eilech, I want. She also has Ratzon in the marriage. She also wants. And Avraham Avinu also said, if she's not going to want to go. So then Avraham, if she doesn't want to go, then don't take her. Then you can go to Benoit's honor, Eshkol Mamre. You see this Yesoid in the parish of Shaduchim of Brachon Lein in a very, very emphasized, very, very magnified way. Vatoimer Eilech. Here the Zelbazach. If the Yavama says, I don't want, he's a Mukesh Shchin, he's not appealing to me. Then let's sachsam sharbidishai.
You can't scream at her.
Here you have an extra reason because it's making Shane law.
Exactly.
And even there you say,
how come? What about the man? The man? Why don't you say the man? But you know, I don't want to marry her. She's not attractive to me.
Me
doesn't say that. Too bad. It's a mitzvah. It's not attractive. You have to get married. You don't have a choice.
But that's the reason.
Since when you have a das? Since when
does
a bach have a choice? You do what you're told to do.
That reason doesn't apply because people don't do it in the Shem Mitzvah.
What? This is not a course in Shaduchim. Let's go weiter.
But what does Rashi say? You don't scream at her because in order for her to say.
L'sachsam, we don't muzzle her.
No, but look what Rashi says. I'm Garimba.
Rashi? Who's learning Rashi here? Rashi.
No, but Rashi adds something.
Ein chaysmim, ein megadim, but we don't shout at her.
Yeah.
Shloi toimar, that she should not say, I do not want to marry him. We do not. We tell her, no, you don't want to marry him. We take that seriously. You're not going to marry him. You also have a choice. Once we have Rav Sheish, three times Rav Sheish equals six, right? Six, six, and six.
three times equals six. Rishum Rabbi Loza ben Azariah kol amavazes amoyadim kilu oyved avoid the zara. The chesed is the pasuk in the snuda snichus. Elohei masechol leisaselach v'samach leischak hamatzos tishmar, guard the festival of matzos 7 days, shivas yamim, which includes chol amoyed. So here we learn from the snichus the cost of the person's mavaz in the moyed, which includes the entire, which includes the 7 days in the chol amoyed, is kiilu he was oyved avoid the zara.
Although you only see by
matzos.
Okay, Pesach,
okay. Good kasha. I guess the mamatzinu. What's the really the chilik? Good kasha. Right. The Yomav Sheshes. Now we come to Rav Sheshes number 4. The Yomav Sheshes Mishum Rav Elizabeth Nazari Kol Hamasab Loshnara Kuvacham Kav Loshnara Kol Vachamir Al Israel Al Shaker Roy Lashlich Lukam Person. He does three things. He talks Loshnara or he listens. He's Mekabel juicy gossip. He Mekabel. Let me hear. Mekabel or a person says Eidah Sheker. Eidah Sheker really is the Zol V'Zachah saying Lashon Hara. When you're saying Lashon Hara, what are you really doing? You're saying Eidah Sheker on a person. Roy lahashlichu leklavim. The pasuk la'kafta shichna say. What's the next pasuk? L'samachlei lo sisa sheimashav. That literally lo sisa means do not carry. Sisa means to carry. Yeah. Carrying means to listen. When you listen, it's I'm now accepting upon myself the words of Lashon Hara. But the Gemara makes a drasha. Don't read only lo sisa, which means do not accept. Do not accept a false report. It also means lo sasi, a different grammatical form, which means do not cause other people to carry.
And Lashon Hara by definition is shav, is a lie.
Shav is a lie.
Otherwise, we'd be
exactly. The Moshe Shem is a lie. Lashon only is true.
Lashon Hara is
normally always true.
Why is it called shav?
Why? Because it's the same idea. Because it's something which is not worth anything. Shav in this context means that Lashon Hara is valueless. There is no gain. You gain nothing. You gain nothing. You gain nothing from speaking Lashon Hara. It's Lashon that's shav. That's just a waste of effort, because in other habits you're causing yourself very, very harm. The korilei nami loy sasi, do not cause someone else to accept words of Lashon Hara. So therefore this part is a catch-all. Do not listen, do not cause others to accept. And Lashon Hara and a Shvua Shav is the Zal B'Sach, it's Eidah Sheker, which is the Eichel Egzimla of Eidah Sheker is Shav. And what's the Pasuk say? The Pasuk before that says, Lakelev Tashlichun Oysa.
But where do we see Meid Eidah Sheker? That's also
because Lashav, that's the Zal B'Sach, Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, Lo Sasi. Do not cause other people to hear.
So we're using Shav as being not true,
right,
and true at the
correct
same time.
That is correct. Excellent. Correct. Uh-huh. Lashon Hara is valueless. It's only when it's true. And Eidah Sheker is Shav. It means it's false. And the Pasuk says, Lo sasi, lo sisav, lo sasi. Do not accept and do not cause others to accept. How will you cause others to accept? Well, if I tell it to you, so you're going to accept it. You're going to listen to me. So that means do not speak. Do not tell over Lashon Hara. Next halach, ushtei ritzuos, the two ritzuos of a chamor. A chamor is going to be attached to the whip. Tana shel chamor, Tana shel chamor, kidoresh ahu gili lo'o. A man from the Galil, he went and he made the following drasha. Alei the Rav Chista, he told the following good var to Rav Chista. What did he say? Yoda shor koineu, v'chamor evo spolov. An ox knows the master. A donkey knows the trough of this master. He knows where to get food. He knows the balavos is. But Yisrael lo yoda. The Jewish people, they do not know. They do not pay attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do we learn this? Shabbos Shuvah. Shuvah Yisrael. Hashem Elokecha. So this is what we learn over the Vayetar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yavim Yishamakim Be'ebus Balov. Let the donkey who knows where the trough of his master is, V'yiporah, he come and pay an exact retribution. Mimi She'enu Makir Evus Balov. Yodo Tefach. The handle of the whip is a Tefach by one Tefach. It's a block. Which
L'chaira
maximizes the grip. When you have a square block that's one tefach, one tefach, it maximizes the grip of the whip, which will allow the person, the chazana kinesis, to inflict the victim, the perpetrator, with the maximum pain possible. And then it says that the tip should reach exactly the P of the kreisa. I'm not exactly sure what.
What is it saying?
The chulu. So what does the commission say? The commission says that the whip should be a certain size.
Yeah.
That when the chazana knesa stands on the oven and he whips the person, the tip of the whip should come to the pi kureisai. Whatever that means.
What does that mean?
What?
The fun gabe
of the. So that's what. Therefore, that enters the Gemara and say, yeah, the Gemara says, Nenela, that means every person has a custom size whip. Besna has a whole warehouse of whips.
because there are so many people who get malchus, and every person that gets malchus is a different size. When they give the malchus, well, what?
Why? Health? Because we want to make sure that the tip goes
exactly. They're not going to go cut down the whip to a different size. Every guy walks, they're going to make a new whip. They have to have ready to go. They have a whole factory, like in the movie theaters. They have mamish warehouse of clothing for every type of scenario every year. The imams, you got to see this. Well, they got all this as half of the film where they have the clothing for every type of scenario. All ready to go. So the Bezin has whips of every possible size because Meisim Mechol Yom. The people come in all the time. They don't have time to custom whips. They have it ready to go. So Limar says.
And they reuse them?
Yeah, it is the right size. Oig Melech HaBoshen has one size, and a guy like me has another size. Everyone has a different size whip. So I'm going to buy a Shema Mino called Chad the Chad Lufum Gabe Avdilele. They make a custom whip. Amole Rava. So the Morris team say they make mamish every time you come in. So before they give Malchus, they bring in a tailor, and they say, okay, we have to customize the whip for you. Come back in 2 weeks. There's a lead time until the whip will arrive from factory.
Unless they
register
the number from last time.
Unless from last time. Amole Rava, MK, Nefish, Lutzuas Tuva. That means you can have a warehouse. Really? You're going to spend tax dollar money to have a warehouse of different size whips every single time a person customizes his body? El Amarava, Av Kosa is Lo'lei, it has a knot, like a belt. It's adjustable.
Wow.
Special adjustable whips where you can adjust the size in order to give the person.
So they only needed one.
One, exactly. But it's adjustable.
One size fits all.
One size fits all. Not one size fits all. They adjust it. It was adjustable before the Lo'lei Marshall. Av Kosa is Lo'lei. Iboy mikaterbe, iboy mirapile. If you can make it tighter, you can make it looser. To make it tighter means you make it smaller. If you make it looser, you make it longer. Mm-hmm. In order the person should receive the maximum pain, the tip should come on the stomach, and that will be what Chazal have in mind. Malcolm, how do you know this? That your question, how do you go know this that you give one in the front and two in the back? Where does it say that? So the answer is, it says the word Rishos Soy Veloshon Yachid, and it says Bin Mispar, which is Veloshon Rabin. The Mela, the we dash one place, and the other two in the other place.
Mispar were used for a different drasha about the Arboim.
So Pshut Shal Mikro, though, the drasha is only when it's in the order, in the location of the word, that's the drasha. But here, when it says the simple translation of Bin Mispar means the number, which is Veloshon Rabin. The drash, the Gemara before, was the word should have been before another word.
So we can, so that's not like using the same
exactly, well. Exactly. This is the Pshut Shal Mikra. Amar Avkana, the Amakra, V.P. Loi, Hashachit, Ulkes, and then the Kol Lefanav, Kedei Risha Soi, Bim Mispar. The word Risha Soi is Loshen Yachid. And then this is Bim Mispar according to the number. So what is the Gemara drash? Risha Chas Milafanav. So the first thing you do is Milafanav, that's one. And then Shtei Risha Yois Me'acharav, which means Bim Mispar. So I guess they hit in the first, when you also give cover to the front of the body. When you get with the person, you first hit the front of the body, near the back of the body. And since it says bin mispar, and then it says it's Rishra Sai, then it says bin mispar, so first one in the front and two in the back. Vaita. Ain Malkin Asai, you don't give him Malkis. You don't give him Malkis. Not stitting and mute. Bending. I'm gonna yachna minaila ritsu shimu kapelas, and then the Gemara said that ritsu was double over four times. You take the eagle, you double once, double twice, shnemar, vp loy. Now the one makes a drash, the word vp loy is not really the best word to use to push him down. It read as if it's vihich piloy. Because a pay and a chaf are almost identical. They are identical, in fact. The pay and the chaf are very, very similar. The only difference is the little thing which hangs out in the middle. The little zach of the little middle of the pay, which hangs out. There's a very beautiful drash in the kinos. Eicha. Eicha is the same as eifo. Even though one is with a hey, an aleph, Rashi says there's no hainav can be interchanged. Rashi and Chumash Achli says this vart. Eifa, when you say Eifa, it's a reminder of Eifa, where are you? Eifa, Hashem said to after the chait of Adam Rishon, and Hashem said to Adam, Ayakok, or
no,
me Eifa.
No,
no, me Eifa, by Yitzchak, when Esav came. Me Eifa, who at Tzotzayid? Who was the one that was at Tzotzayid? Rashi there says, me Eifa. Eiko. Rashi has a whole drasha, but you see, go put it aside.
That's
just Mari Makim. But over here, the pay and the chav can be interchanged.
So it really says vihikilo?
So the hich. So here's a wild drasha. Since the pay and the chav are really the same, so why not have them both? Why does it have to be one or the other? Why do you have to have only one or the other? If the pay and the chav are really the same, so it's as if the pasuk says vihich piloi. And what's the translation of vihich piloi?
He bends them all. He
double.
Kefel. The hich piloi.
That's the drasha that teaches you that you bend the whip. You bend.
Into general for chav.
The pay and the chav are the same, and therefore if they're the same. So have them both. Have them share the limelight. A male of the hich piloi. You double the whip into two parts. In fact, the gemara of Rabbi Boyle Luguf. We need the pasuk of Luguf for the teacher we just learned that we need the pasuk to teach you that the person should be leaning. He should be on an angle. Yeah. When you are on an angle, the balance in your mind is not clear. When you are on an angle, if you're lying down, you adjust horizontal, vertical. The mind is able to adapt to this, to the environment, and there's less psychological pain. When a person's on an angle, the mind is confused, and the mind is not able to balance itself, and then when it's getting whipped, it causes the imbalance of the mind, intensifies the pain infinitely, like waterboarding. Waterboarding is no big deal. It's the position that causes the sensation of where the person's position, how the water affects his body. He makes us feel like in his mind that he's drowning. It's an incredible psychological chachma. The shorash of waterboarding is mamash here in the Gemara. It's on an angle. So therefore, we really use the vehipilo to teach you on an angle. On an angle. So why then? So therefore, how do you have the right to say the word vehipilo to mean the hich piloi, which means we're going to give and we're going to fold over? How can you do two drashas? So the Gemara says no, we can make two drashas. The correct word would be yateir. Yateir means to cast them down on an angle. The Torah has chosen an unusual word. The fact that it chose an unusual word allows to make a double drasha. A double drasha, one to teach you leaning, and one to teach you my hamake with one hand, not two hands, because one you're more intensity. You're able to it's a more painful whip when it's one hand, more powerful. So when they go, people they line up. There's a job opening. They put up an ad in the atet. Who wants to be a chazanak neses? Covered a Torah. Covered. It's good for shidduchim to be a chazanak neses. What is your job? Your job is to whip all the people that come in to go Chayav Malkus. So when they have all the applicants line up, so that some people are very smart, they're geniuses, they have PhDs, and some people are mamish, they're giborim, the Hulk walks in, applies for the job, but the Hulk is not too smart. And then you have a very so then you have people that are very smart, but they're not necessarily
very
strong.
So they took weaklings.
So who is the better?
Right.
So
what do you need smart for?
Because you should know when to stop. Because people who are not smart have a tendency not to pay attention to the orders to instructions, and they'll give more than they're supposed to give.
Isn't there somebody who's doing the counting, so they'll tell them to stop?
They'll listen. This is the biggest problem of this generation. People do not listen. You're talking to a wall. You talk, give instructions, you do not listen. Teach in college, teaching students, they give assignments, computer assignments. The students, the programming, they did the most amazing things. Mamish, Marvel Orion, the code they put together to do amazing things. But I gave them an F. It's not what I asked you to do. Read the instructions. These are the instructions. This is the input. This is what the output should be. I don't care what you did. I don't care that you get a PhD for Chochmah. You didn't follow the instructions. People do not listen. So just because the Chazanah Knesset, the Koire, it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the guy who's doing the whipping is not listening.
Or he may get so carried away. He's doing.
So you need a chacham, a wise person who's a disciplined, wise person who knows how to count. There are three types of people in this world: those who know how to count and those who don't. You need someone who, from the category, who knows how to count. You know what I just said? Vaita. Shema minat hamake shvacha people. That way, we have rachmanis on the poor fellow.
You should take people?
Yes,
but that's what we want to inflict the most pain.
Exactly.
The person himself should do this hard. The Gemara is going to have that machlekes in a moment. So one thing is to have strong people. We'll see in a moment. But even the person that's very shach should do it full kayach.
Uh-huh.
The Yisrei Mada, they should be clever people of intelligence who know how to follow instructions. Okay, we take it for granted, right? Don't take it for granted. Believe me, follow instructions. Rabbi,
also have to know when to stop. In case he's about to expire.
Exactly. The guy's gonna leave the school. You gotta stop.
Yeah, yeah.
So Rabbi says, I feel he disagrees. I feel Chazimadi says he disagrees. Rabbi says, no, you allow to feel that are there chaseri mada, who are lacking intelligence and are very, very strong. If the times call for it, that we need some giborim to do the job right, you can do it. Better take people that are very, very powerful, very mighty. Why? Because the Torah says, don't give more than you're supposed to, because if you give more than you're supposed to, you're going to kill the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which implies, Taka, you should come that close to killing him. Torah is Taka saying, go bring the person to the point where I have to warn you, don't kill him.
I love Davka, because if you give him 39, it could be that he's nowhere near death.
No, just in this scenario.
Okay, and so there has to be scenarios. The Torah seems to imply, that's what he says, that they has to warn you, don't give more, you might kill him.
Okay.
That implies that it would be ideal to kill him. What? That's what we're saying.
Chavos
and Mustafa, the Chiv lo Yosef.
39 normally would.
Yeah.
40 is always going to kill it technically.
The average person is near death. The average person after 39 is near death.
I don't know how they make it to 39.
So when will it be near death? Only when a person is very, very strong. You have a shach mensch. He's saying it's not near death. If you go and you make a search in Christ, like Shem Shnagibor is giving the Malchus in Hachanami, the guy is near death. So the Torah needs to warn you. If it's not going to happen, you tell me you take a shach people, it's never going to happen. So the Torah needs to warn you, or don't kill him.
Uh-huh.
We kill him. I'm a cockroach. I'm going to kill this guy. It's impossible to go kill the guy. I told you the wrong pshat. I take it back. I made a big mistake. So I'm sorry. It says lo yosef pen yosef. I amarti b'shem chaser mada. If you go to chaser mada, person of lack intelligence. To lack intelligence. Where did I say it? Strike from the record. New pshat. The reason why it's how do I know that you can be chaser mada? Means because since it has to warn you, don't give more. Why do I have to warn you not to give more?
Because obviously
the person is lacking intelligence.
Right.
Someone's lacking intelligence. Sense. You got to go tell him 10 times until it sinks into his head. Mm-hmm. So they're very, very intelligent. So the Talmud Chacham, he reads the pasuk. He knows better than Dayan. He knows exactly. So mitzvah lazuri. So the Gemara is a more ridiculous thing, which is a very this expression is mamish famous.
Come a second, friend. It's a Ryan. It has to be very smart.
What? No, it's right that you can be shvach. The fact that the Torah says, the Torah warns you, don't give more than you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Why does it have to give you...
You can be shvach or you should be shvach.
You can be shvach. Now you should be shvach. There's no such thing as you should be shvach. Chas v'shalom. No such thing. You can be shvach. If a candidate, you have a guy applies for the job, he's not from the swiftest people, he's not from the smartest people, and he applies for the job, take him. The Torah says take him. How do I know take him? Since the Torah says, warns, don't give more than you're supposed to, why does it have
so
to say that?
So then basically you can take anyone.
Right. Take anyone.
So
exactly.
Why does the Torah say don't add, don't
fact,
give more?
Because the fact the Torah is telling, is giving you a warning that you should not give more than you're supposed to, it shows the person is lacking intelligence. Because a very smart person, you don't have to give him instructions 20 times. If you tell the person something once, they got it. You don't have to repeat yourself.
So here you see that...
The fact that I say it twice and I have to give you an ashara, obviously the person that's administering the malchus is not a clever person and he needs to be reminded multiple times what exactly to do. The fact that Torah goes through the effort shows what's going on here. So Mitzvah Latsurayi, Rabbi Rabbi says, no, Murdik Yisoyt, this is half of the fellow with the Moravia says, and this is Amish, unbelievable. Yeah, no, we're dealing with brilliant people, people with a PhD, people with Amish Spitz. Ain mizarzin ela la mizoras. You only warn people who are receptive to being warned. To be being warned.
And really, you have to take someone that's clever, that's smart.
In other words, a chacham. If you're a chacham and you warn him, the warning makes a difference. A shaita, you can warn him 1,000 times.
So a shaita is out of the picture now.
All right, exactly. We're trying to rebuttal. Right. We're saying pum fakert. If the guy is a shvach guy, you can warn him 1,000 times. Remember, only 18, not 19, and you'll come back and again.
What about strength? In terms of strength,
so the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say. I don't know. Tana kushu magbi b'shtei yada. When you lift up with 2 hands, it doesn't say 1 hand. That's only on the way down. On the way down, but on the way up, 2 hands.
Uh-huh.
It's like baseball. The pitcher, you go up with 2 hands. Mamish. How do you throw a pitch 90 miles an hour?
Please.
How do you throw a pitch? No, it's a chod. This is mamish chokma. How do they? What's the minute? When you pick up both hands and then you throw with 1 hand. Where do they get that from? The guy from Masechta Makos, Daf Chav Gimel.
That's interesting.
Because to give the full koyach, it's the mitzis, it's a physical mitzis. Mm-hmm. 2 hands up, 1 hand down. So this mamish, you look at a pistol player, you see Masechta Makos, this is Hafeich Bafel Tulba. 2 hands up, 1 hand down. This is the intensity of the maka. That it should come with full force. Mididay means come from him. It's an expression, I think, which means mididay means it should come from his full koyach.
Delese means it shouldn't.
No, it means it should become with the full koyach. What does Rashi over here say? There is no Rashi. Rashi over here, look what it was in the parish. Rashi over here, mididay means it should come with the full koyach. From his strength. It should come from his strength. the koyach, okay, should come out in this full force. All right?
I'm starting the parrot tomorrow night.
New Mesech tomorrow night? You want to do that?
You're not finishing this?
Why can't we finish
it?
New Mesech tomorrow.
Shavuos.
What? We ran out of time. We ran out of the clock.
Homework.